This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Major League Baseball elects no one to the Hall of Fame.
Was he good?
That is not, I mean, depending on your preferences, maybe it is good. But this
he goes into the Hall of Fame with who and what?
That's right. This is
who played first?
No. This is the first time since 2013 that no one has been elected to the Hall of Fame, and it is the first time since 1960 that they theoretically would not have a Hall of Fame class, because even in 2013, they had some of the Veterans Committee let some people in. Now, I know they still have carryover from last year's Hall of Fame. I don't want to ask if you're surprised, because y'all were prepping us for this. Bassick, you talked about when, you know, Bonds, Clemens were at 71, 72. Schilling was at like 74.6. That those percentages would go down, and they did quite a bit. Curt Schilling was at 71%, Barry Bonds 61.8, and Roger Clemens 61.6. Do y'all think they'll get in next year? And do you think we could just say all three of them, should they have gotten in now?
I do think Bonds and Clemens, I get why people and former teammates of mine and former Rangers say no, that they should not get in because they cheated the game of baseball. I understand where they're coming from. I can hear their argument. The one thing that I would say is, are there people over the last 10 years approximately that are in the Hall of Fame that you played with or that I played with that were pretty dang sure were steroid users?
Yeah.
And I believe the
answer
would be...
We have one of them on our station.
Mike?
Not Mike. I'm saying we have one of them frequently as guests on our station.
Okay. Well, I would just say there's most likely guys that are in that did. And I get it that for Clemens and Bonds, they never tested positive in the steroid era, because they did play some while you were getting tested. I believe we started testing in 2004, I think, if I have my years right. I'm not 100% sure, but when testing was implemented in Major League Baseball was 2004, I think. Is, I would say, you put them in, and they are... Like I said, Roger Clemens is arguably the greatest pitcher in baseball history. Before you get into like Cy Young, where you pitched like 580 innings a year. I don't know how they did that, but they were able to do that and stuff like that. So after you get past that and you get into more of a modern era, somewhere in the 50s or so, kind of after, I guess, World War II, you would say he's arguably the greatest pitcher in baseball history. Bonds is arguably the greatest hitter in baseball history. And so I would put them in, even though I do know what they most likely did in their career. And I don't know when they started that. I think for Bonds, most people think that it was 1999. He might have done it before then, but we don't think he did, according to all the books and everything that you would read. And for Clemens, I don't know exactly when he started doing it. Yeah, but a lot of people put it there. As his career was fading in Boston, that's when he decided to start doing it. That being said, I would put them in. Curt Schilling, I do believe on the field of play that he's a Hall of Famer for what he was able to do in the biggest situations. I think if he would have never been in playoff games, he's not a Hall of Famer. I know that sounds weird, and maybe that's not right. If I was voting, if you're asking me for my opinion, if he would have never pitched in playoff games for the Diamondbacks and Red Sox, I would say he's not a Hall of Famer. But what he did for the Diamondbacks and Red Sox in the playoffs makes him a Hall of Famer.
Are you surprised that Major League Baseball or the Hall of Fame Museum has not come out and given some sort of clarification about the 20 some odd words or whatever that they say make up the Hall of Fame decision, because we went over it. It's like me, Sean, you, and Jared, we might all have different interpretations of do they mean character in general, character strictly off the field, character after you're out of the game. Like, are you surprised that baseball has never said it specifically means this?
Well, I think because your vote is such an opinion vote that they give you general parameters and then they leave it up to these voters to interpret how much do you put on character? How much do you put on just the numbers? How much do you put on, as Corey said, their fame during the time? Like, maybe a guy didn't have the numbers that you would say make them a Hall of Famer, but God, they were so famous. They were the most popular player for a 5-year time in the game. So I'm going to put them in. You know, how much is their defense? There's really no stats for defense. I know people have tried to put what I call fake stats on defense. And they, you know, errors is pretty much the only one that you have. But this whole, well, that had a 22% chance of being caught when the ball was hit. You know, that's kind of like the parameters. Hey, in the second quarter, they're up 17-3. They have an 82% chance of winning that game. Well, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. The percentage changes every snap. So, you know, that's kind of those the weird one that I put on, like, your percentage of this or that. So it's a tough one, but I don't think they should be super specific.
I got a question here, because I see that the Baseball Writers of America, Kevin, their museum is separate from the Hall of Fame, but they decide who goes into the Hall of Fame. When was that? When did that start?
I don't know.
But the Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame group, and I'm assuming Major League Baseball, and I'm looking this up, I'm looking for more information. But
I think
Major
the
League
writers
Baseball,
voted from day one.
But
yeah.
The Major League
Babe
Baseball.
Ruth and Ty Cobb were like their first, you know, in.
Major League Baseball runs their own Hall of Fame, right? Or do they have like their own, or is it separate from Major League Baseball? Do they own it? And if they own it, do they just put it in the hands of the writers and say, just take off with it? You guys have it. It's yours.
But I think that's what most sports do. Like, when it comes to the MVP, the NFL doesn't give out the MVP. The Associated Press gives out the MVP. And
it's just weird when that was kind of decided. And I guess it's because the press has so much influence on the marketing of those teams. It's free marketing for those teams in a lot of cases.
Now, when it comes to Curt Schilling, an interesting little twist in all of this is Curt Schilling he released the following statement to Facebook. Quote, I will not participate in the final year of voting. I am requesting to be removed from the ballot. I'll defer to the Veterans Committee and men whose opinions actually matter and who are in a position to actually judge a player. I don't think I'm a Hall of Famer, as I've often stated, but if former players think I am, then I will accept that with honor. The Hall of Fame chairman, Jane Forbes Clark, said in a statement, the board will, quote unquote, consider the request at our meeting. I wonder if y'all think this was an anger thing or a pride thing. Like, anger, I get
both.
It. Once you, yeah, probably. Once you get up to 70%, it's almost always that you eventually get in to the Hall of Fame. And I wonder if, since he only went from 70 to 71, he was like, all right, well, they're not going to vote me in next year either, so I'm going to like jump ahead and proactively take my name off the ballot because I'm not making it.
It does seem like in your 10th year, the final year you're on the ballot, all of a sudden 10% to even like 18% come in as yeses that were always nos for that 10th and final year. And so, you know, I don't know exactly if Burt Blylevin was like a Veterans Committee or his final year on it, but he finally made it. I know, like, at the very end, Larry Walker finally made it at the very end. I believe Harold Baines was one of those guys that I don't know if it was his 10th year, but there's a lot of guys for some reason that get no's or, you know, non-votes for their 9 years.
And I wonder.
And then that 10th year, they know it's the last time, and the Writers Association decides that last year they're on the ballot, I will finally give them the yes they need.
I wonder if that's going to happen for Bonds and Clemens, because they almost didn't move at all. Clemens was 61.6 up from 61. Bonds was 61.8 up from 60.7, whereas Schilling in the span of like 2 or 3 years jumped from 45% to 70%. But then the really weird part of all of this is, did you see Jose Canseco tweeted out, Curt Schilling would be a disgrace to the Hall of Fame. Mm. So, of course, they got into it. All and right. Curt Schilling tweeted back, not nearly the disgrace you and your career was to the game. And then he tweeted again, cheated your ass off and I still owned you. To which point, Jose Canseco decided to be a grown-up and went about the rest of his day. Of course, that is not what happened. Jose Canseco decided to respond. He quote tweeted, not nearly the disgrace you and your career was to the game, with a video clip of Curt Schilling in front of Congress from C-SPAN, where he essentially was like, I never saw any needle in the game except if it was a doctor who had specifically been prescribed to or what, you know, given something to prescribe to us. And so they're making pretty hefty steroid accusations against Curt Schilling as well.
I'm not a Curt Schilling fan. I want to make this clear. I'm not a fan of his, okay? But I can see where maybe he was telling the truth in front of Congress, and he was in the game a lot longer than I was. I played with guys that did steroids. I knew of guys that were doing, you know, the testosterone and the HGH. From what I understand from those guys, not from all of them, but if you just do testosterone, that wasn't enough. You needed to also have the HGH to really take advantage of the testosterone that you were also putting in your body at the time while they were playing baseball. I never saw them shoot themselves up. I never saw a needle at a hotel where guys were shooting themselves up before they went to the ballpark or at the ballpark. So I could see where in a technical, in answering just that question, you could say you could pass a lie detector test, because maybe Schilling is telling the truth. And I never saw a person do it, you know, but I, you know, then if you asked, hey, did you suspect these guys were doing it, or did these guys ever say they were doing it? Then I think he would fail the lie detector test if he said, oh, no, nobody ever told me. Nobody ever said they were. Nobody ever talked about what they were doing to get the benefits of testosterone.
Looking ahead, do you think when we're talking about, and Corey, I'm curious about your thoughts on this, Bonds, Clemens, A-Rod, do you lump them all as like the same kind of cheater, or are you more like Bonds and Clemens? It seems fairly well agreed upon. They started cheating after they probably would have already made the Hall of Fame, whereas A-Rod's like, I started cheating when I got to Texas. And like, that's far before he would have been qualified as a Hall of Famer. Do you still put them all together? Do you split them off? How do y'all make that determination? Because it's coming up.
I mean, I kind of put them all together. Like, and there are a lot of guys that cheated.
Sure.
And, I mean, there are guys that did stuff that were against the rules back then, or against the rules now, but weren't against the rules back then. Mike, how many guys were using all different – and every pitcher's probably using a different oil right now, or a different stickum, or a different something right now, and we'll never know. So, that's not my gate to passage. I don't hold that gate for somebody. What I do is I look at what I see on the field and go – hey, man, they had a really interesting story to what baseball was. Like Kurt, whether I like Curt Schilling or not after his career, Kevin, like the bloody sock story was awesome.
Sure.
Even if it was fake, even if it was dye, I don't care. It was still an awesome story. Like what he was doing in the playoffs was amazing. Barry Bonds' run was a blast. A-Rod was a very weird player, but he was very interesting at the same time. Though that's what makes the sport interesting. That's the reason, I was looking more into the Hall of Fame. They built the Hall of Fame to save the hops industry in that town. That's to make beer, Kevin. Yeah, they built it because nobody was coming to the town, and it was failing. So they were like, hey, how do we get people here? Build
that
a Hall of
like
Fame.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah. Hey, if you build it, they'll come. Mm-hmm. So that's why they built it. And so I understand people hating, we shouldn't idolize these people. You're right. You shouldn't idolize other people. But you should know their stories, whether so that you can learn something, because it can either it can teach you to do follow their path or not. And again, Kevin, maybe it's not red lights, maybe it's not their own wing, but maybe it's one of those like you know silly villain mustaches. For each one of these guys, you put a little villain mustache on each one of them, so everybody
obviously
knows.
Obviously, that would be incredible, and I support that. Bassick, okay, that is really what I want now. Like, I've been intrigued by this side room, but if you put, like, the, what is it, the Snidely mustache on him, I would
like
support
that. Like,
they
tied that. A guy, somebody to a train track?
Bassick, same for you. Do you lump those three together, or do you split A-Rod off into a different category?
If I were voting, I would vote yes to Bonds and Clemens, and I would eventually vote yes to A-Rod. I'd have to put my feelings aside for the person that I think he is because I don't know him. Like I said, I think Michael Young really likes A-Rod, right? And I really respect the heck out of Michael Young. But I've also heard from other people who have been teammates of A-Rod who just could not stand him at all. But if I'm going to vote for Bonds and Clemens, I would probably have to look at A-Rod and say, I have to vote him in too. He has numbers that are the best in the game of baseball ever.
Kevin, you know that website we go to for Mike Bassick versus individual
yes.
players? There is nothing for him versus Jose Canseco. So I don't have any stats to go on there.
I did not face the thong wearing neon green Jose Canseco.
That's segment number two.
Mm-hmm. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.